250 billion and counting. What am I talking about? The number of Big Macs at McDonald's? No, hardly. It's the dollars in the provincial debt. And one of the quick fixes is lottery and gambling revenue, plenty of it coming in. But the provincial government isn't doing such a hot job of managing all of that cash. Derek Miedema of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada joins us. He's going to explain why the government is addicted to gambling and how it affects all of us, including people who do not gamble. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How important is this gambling revenue to a province like Quebec, for instance?
Well, the stats are that in the last year, Quebec as a province brought in about $1.3 billion in profit in gambling. So that's a small percentage of all the money they bring in through taxes and everything. But the fact that Quebec is among many provinces recently expanding into online gambling and looking to continually pump up the volume of that profit shows me that they don't want to do without it and they can't, in fact, do without it.
Okay, so they want to use that $1.3 billion. Your organization is suggesting that they use it to pay down the debt. That's not going to cut down people's problems no matter how the money is spent, is it?
No, it's not an issue of cutting down people's problems. I'd love to see that, but I know that wherever that money goes, those problems are going to continue. But in this paper, I'm looking particularly at helping to cure provincial governments of that addiction. And I don't want to see those problem gamblers with addiction go by the wayside. What I would want to see is if that $1.3 billion went directly into debt, then for Quebec, in this case, to cut spending by $1.3 billion so they can continue to cover all the research costs that they currently do. And I believe those research costs need to be, the money given to research needs to be raised, but that's a whole other issue, certainly.
So in other words, if they use the money to cut spending, why would that make them less inclined to open up another few casinos and cut more spending?
Well, I think from my perspective, recent history shows that not just in Quebec, but that in other provinces as well, spending increases are a lot more likely than paying down the debt. And I think if we took the money out of the coffers of the government so that they could no longer spend it, then it's not nearly as likely that they're going to want to ramp up profits. I know that debt is a huge issue, but it's all a matter of how the provincial governments, how seriously they take it.
Okay.
And I don't think it's as likely that they would take or paying down the debt as seriously as they would grappling with needing to raise more money.
Okay, there are people who are listening now and saying that the only people impacted by gambling are the ones who show up and gamble too much money of theirs away, and that's their problem. How does gambling in general, government getting involved in gambling, what impact does it have on people who do not gamble?
Well, we found in the paper that families, the average family in Canada pays more they pay more in taxes than they do for food, clothing, and shelter combined, and yet that's not enough for provincial governments. We calculated that the adult population of Canada, if you divide, if you take how much revenue gambling took in the last year, which is about $13 billion in Canada. Divide that by the number of adult Canadians, and you get another $534 on average from every Canadian adult. Now, that gets to your point, obviously. Not every Canadian adult gambles, and not every Canadian adult is an addict. Those addicts spend way, way more, and that's a much bigger problem than people think, because in my previous paper, I found that you're looking at, say, 3% of the population that's a hardcore gambling addict.
Right.
But when you understand that a gambling addict is perhaps a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a coworker, etc., their addiction is going to ripple out to all the people that they relate to. I quote stories, I reference stories in the paper of people stealing from charities, of people stealing from their businesses.
Right, and also if people spend money at the casino, that's money they might not spend in the local restaurant or clothing store. Thank you for joining us, Derek Miedema, at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.